What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Commute and Compute. I'm your host, Contra. And tonight's episode is about betrayal. Not the kind you scream about online. The kind that hides in silence. The kind that smiles at you and tells you what you want to hear while quietly protecting the very people you thought you were fighting. We're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. But more than that, we're talking about what Trump didn't do and what that silence means. Because if you believe that Trump is going to drain the swamp, then I have one powerful question for you. Why is the most powerful man in America protecting its darkest secret? Let's begin. Now, let's not dance around this whole idea. Trump knew Epstein. They were friends. They attended the same parties, lived in the same cities, laughed with the same monsters. Trump himself once called Epstein a terrific guy. Said they both liked women on the younger side. And that's a quote. Now, fast forward years later, Epstein is dead. A conveniently timed suicide, quote unquote, in a maximum security prison. The cameras failed, the guards slept, the cellmate was removed. And what do we get? A Department of Justice memo confirming the official story. Suicide. Nothing to see here. No client list, no names. Case closed. Now remember, Donald Trump is president again. He has the power, the pen, the microphone. He can order any file declassified. He can demand the client list released. He can go on live TV and name names. But he won't. He won't. Pam Bondi, Trump's trusted Epstein liaison, helped seal it. And Trump defended her. But why? Because the Epstein case isn't just a scandal. It's a map. It tells you how power actually works in America. It reveals the compromise, the blackmail, the global network of handlers and politicians and billionaires who protect each other while trafficking children. It's not an outlier. It's the center. And Trump is now a guardian of that center. A man who had every chance to pull back the curtain and chose to draw it tighter instead. Now let's play this out. If Donald Trump had nothing to hide, he'd presumably release the list. If he really believed in draining the swamp, he'd expose the people who traffic children. If he cared about justice, he'd burn the whole Epstein network to the ground. He didn't. So what does that tell you about everything else? Election fraud. Didn't fix it. The FBI. Still spying. The media. Still lying. The border. Being fixed, but still broken. The budget. Still exploding. The bureaucrats that locked the country down for COVID, all promoted. He talked about accountability. He mocked the deep state. He said he'd bring the storm, if you guys remember. But when the moment came, when the single most obvious and grotesque scandal of our time stared him in the face, he blinked. That's the moment the mask came off. Because if you can't expose child traffickers when you're president, What can you expose? If the President of the United States won't release the Epstein files, why would he reform the feds? Or fire Fauci? Or audit the CIA? Or shut down the IRS? Or prosecute the people who rigged the system? He won't, because he's not outside the system. He's a licensed operator now. They let him back in because he learned the script and stopped trying to burn it. And I think here's where things get personal. I know many of you supported Trump. So did I. And I still do on some issues. But things are starting to be revealed. And I didn't support him because he was a saint. But because he wasn't. He talked like us. He punched back. He called out the rot that was seeping through America. But that man is gone. That version died the moment he refused to tell the truth about Epstein. And now? Now MAGA is eating itself. Bannon, Steve Bannon, is accusing Trump of betrayal. Musk is openly saying, quote unquote, release the files. Tucker Carlson, once his great media defender, is holding his feet to the fire as well. Dan Bongino is furious. Even Laura Loomer's done playing nice. Even Fox and Friends, the morning zoo crew of controlled conservatism, is warning this is a ticking time bomb, and I believe them. Because it is. Trump's base has always wanted justice, but justice doesn't happen without truth, and truth doesn't happen without courage. And courage, in this case, means saying the names, releasing the logs, declassifying this horror. And Trump's not going to do it. And the only question left is, why are we still pretending he will? And I think this goes a little deeper, because this isn't just about Epstein. It's about the nature of the state itself. The government doesn't clean itself. It protects itself. It doesn't expose its darkest crimes. It hides them, consistently. And the longer we keep falling for the idea that the right man can fix it, the longer we stay enslaved to a system designed to recycle our hope into power for itself. Trump had the chance to be the exception, and we trusted he was. But when the darkness called, he answered, and he said nothing. You know, you don't fight monsters by shaking their hands. You don't break corruption by protecting secrets. You don't drain the swamp while pouring concrete over its worst corners. So where do we go from here? We don't go back to the GOP. We don't go forward with the Democrats. We don't go sideways into influencer idol worship. We go upstream. We go to principle, to clarity, to courage. And I don't know what this looks like completely, but we need a reformed party in this country. A party that names names. A party that releases files, declassifies them. A party that says, if you're protecting child traffickers, you're done. If you're funding foreign wars while your own country collapses, you're done. If you're laundering money through NGOs and pretending it's diplomacy, you're done. No compromise. No deals. No sacred cows. The Reform Party doesn't want to run the machine. It wants to kill it. And that's the only future worth building. Donald Trump has had the stage now twice. Holy freaking... Sorry, guys. Almost got ran over. You know, he's had a chance to release the files. He could have torn that curtain down. He could have made good on every word he ever said about draining the swamp. But he didn't. He walked away from that moment. And in doing so, he's walking away from us. Because if you won't fight for justice on the Epstein case, the one issue that every side should agree on, then he won't fight for anything real. That's the truth. And I know it stings. But it's better to know now than keep hoping in vain. We don't need another strong man. We need a new structure. One that doesn't just shift the power. One that tears the whole thing down and rebuilds it on truth. Thanks for listening with me today, guys. Appreciate it. I'm Contra. This is Commute and Compute. Let's remember that the swamp is not going to drain itself. It needs fire. And we're the match. Stay sovereign, stay free. I'm Contra. I'm out.